morning.
Good evening and welcome to Vacation Bible School Commencement. We're glad that you're here and my, aren't we colorful tonight? Even Brother John Gardner's all colored up tonight. I'm telling you, that's all right though. That's one of the crafts they did, the big major craft they did this week. And so I'm glad to see all the young folks and some of the teachers wearing their shirts tonight. Some of them left them hanging in their laundry room, but you know, it's the way it is sometimes. Isn't that right, Chad? But anyway, we're glad you're here and appreciate you making the effort to come. We've got fellowship afterwards. What we're going to do tonight is we're going to start off with a congregational song. Let everybody get involved in singing this congregational song. And we'll have prayer. We're going to go ahead and take care of the evening offering, so that'll be done. Then we will pick up just as if you were in Bible school. We'll start off with the pledges and the choruses and all that that the young folks have practiced this week and done. And so we'll go right through everything just exactly as though you were in Bible school yourself. And then Brother Steve Crowd, who has taught the lessons this week, will give us another lesson tonight. And I hope it will be a blessing to you. And I appreciate him doing that. But let's do this. Let's all stand to our feet, grab your hymn book out of the chair in front of you, and let's sing a couple verses of a song.
All right, we'll give you time to find number 341. 341, most of you know it, but grab a hymnal there. 341. Victory in Jesus. We'll sing the first and last stanzas. First and last. All right. Sing together now.
I heard an old story, how our Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and loved me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
All right, on the last verse now.
I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory, and I heard about the cathedral on the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story, and some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, my Savior forever. He sought me and loved me with His redeeming love. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
All right, let's remain standing for prayer, and I want to have the ushers to come on ahead. Let's go ahead, men, and come on down. We'll get this done, and this is what we normally do in our evening service, where we're going to forego some things and just get right into the Bible school commencement so everybody can enjoy that together, okay? I need Chad, come down here and help us, will you? I need one more down here. Got one for the caboose and two for the outsides. All right, good. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is be back in the house of the Lord tonight to recognize the young people for their faithfulness to Bible school. Not just the young people, but the teachers, the workers, everyone that's had a part in this weekend of Bible school. And it turned out to be just better than I could have possibly imagined. Lord, when you pray and ask God to do something like that, He'll always do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think. That's what the Bible tells us. And I'm so grateful, Father, that we have a God who will not only do what we want and need, but even better. Lord, so many times people look at the church as a stodgy place where you can't smile, you can't have fun. Lord, I'm glad that the house of God is a place where we do worship, and it's serious. And we always want to be serious when we worship. But yet, Lord, I'm glad that we can have the children come together on their level and enjoy time of Bible school and learning about God and learning about the Bible, but in a fun way. And then be able to get together with the visitors, their families, and so on, And just let them know that we do care about their children and their grandchildren. We love them and appreciate them being here. We want to teach them about Jesus Christ so that when they get older, He will be the first thing they think of in the morning and the last thing they think of at night, and live for Jesus in the days to come. We do thank You again for the church providing the money to be able to do this, Lord. And I am so grateful for a church that wants to try to do something to help the community to get Christ out into our neighborhood. And so bless the remainder of this tonight, this commencement service. Bless the gift and the giver and the offering time now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. And now it's time to get started. So I want to say welcome to Sunlight Express. Give it to me, John. All right. There we are. We're pulling into the station right now. How many of you enjoyed Bible school this week? Say yay. That's it. That's the way to do it. Okay, Brother John, you can park her now. I'm afraid we'll get to going too fast here in a minute. But anyway, we're glad to have you in our Bible school this week. Thank you, parents and grandparents, for bringing your children and allowing us the opportunity to be with them and to help them. And everybody, I promise you, everyone treated your children with the utmost of honor and respect. And we just enjoyed watching them yesterday get wild and crazy. And then some of the adults got wild and crazy, too. And so it's always good to be able to have fun and enjoy ourselves. You never get too old to enjoy vacation Bible school. I was going to vacation Bible school even before my family ever knew about religion. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. We didn't go to church until I was about 12 years old. But I do remember two or three churches in our neighborhood where I lived. Now this is back in the 60s and early 70s. Of course, they would have Bible school. It would be week long. It would always be in the daytime. And one church had it for 2 weeks. It was almost like camp. It was a Methodist church in the area. But anyway, they would send buses out and vans and cars and pick kids up in the neighborhoods. Or we'd walk. It was just a few blocks. We'd ride our bikes over there and we'd go to Bible school. And really, that was my introduction to anything about God and anything about Jesus I got the first time in vacation Bible school. And I remember those days very well. And so we've tried as much as we can, this being a new work here. We did not have opportunity until this year, really. We just thought, you know what, it's time to have Bible school again. Now it's a little bit different than we're used to doing because we don't have quite the large facility that we've had in the past. But we still had a good time. The teachers, the workers, the leadership, everybody did such a good job. I cannot brag enough on the folks that were involved working in Vacation Bible School. We're going to plan to do this again next year. I think they're already thinking about a farm theme, maybe, with pigs and cows and big barn. And okay, there you go. Where's Miss Judy? You got that, Miss Judy? A big barn. All right. You better get to carving. So there you go. But anyway, we'll let everybody know more about that. But I hope those of you that are visiting, especially if you don't have a home church, and we never, ever, ever try to take people from their church, ever. But if you're looking for a place or need somewhere to go, we'd love for you to come and bring your kids and grandkids and come here and join up with us and enjoy worshiping and serving the Lord together. Now, what we're going to do right now, I'm going to ask Miss Inez Coker to step up here. Inez has been the director this year, and she has directed Bible schools for my umpteen years. Yeah, we don't even want to say 40 years or better. Yeah, and so she's been doing this a long time, and she did such a good job leading this year. And so I want her to come up and go ahead and lead us in our pledges and Bethany will be leading us in our choruses, okay? I want you to join in with them, join in with the young folks, sing with them, do everything they do so you can have a part in Vacation Bible School.
Okay. Shall we do one or two? Okay. Good. Shall we do honor to the American flag? Attention, salute, and pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, here we go. Everybody remember our song for the American flag? God bless America. So sing out. Show your parents how loud you can sing, okay? God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairies, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Shall we do honor to the Christian flag? Attention, salute, and pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe.
All right, how many out there are soldiers? Show me what a soldier looks like. Stands at attention, and we're going to get our, got to march. Okay, ready? Here we go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leans against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Good job.
Shall we do honor to the Bible, God's holy word? Attention, salute, and pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide his words in my heart that I might not sin against God.
All right, the B-I-B-L-E. Everybody knows that, okay? Let's sing it out. Ready?
The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. God's Word shall never fail, never fail, never fail. God's Word shall never fail, no, no, no.
All right, way to go, way to go. All right, so now it's time for our songs. So how many of you guys remember all those fun songs? Y'all been telling your parents about it, right? Okay, you warn them that if they sat in the caboose, they got to do all the motions the whole entire time. Whoa, so these people on the outside, they got lucky. They sat out on the outside. But y'all watch them through the window and see if they're doing the motions with us, okay? So they should be able to see you, and you should be able to see them, okay? So we're going to do, let's see, we'll do the wise man and the foolish man. So everybody show, come on kids, I want you guys to show all the adults. What's the wise man do when he builds his house on the rock? That's right. What about the foolish man? That's right, he built his house on the what? What was it? The sand. All right, so here we go. Adults, you sing along too now, okay? All right, ready?
The wise man built his house upon the sand. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. And the house on the rock stood firm. The wise, foolish man built his house upon the sand. Woo! Foolish man built his house upon the sand. Foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. And the house on the sand went flat.
Good job. Well, I was getting tongue-tied on that one. All right. Okay, so let's see. What was the other? Anybody remember? What was it? Father Abraham. Didn't we do one more, though? What was the other one we did? Anybody remember? What, Dante? What you doing, baby? What you doing? If you're happy and you know it, right? All right. So I see all these adults out here, and they know these songs. They're doing good stuff, but we can't let the adults do a better job than us kids, right? So I want to see y'all doing it. And remember, if we're going to sing that we're happy, we got to have a what? A smile on our face, okay? All right, so you ready? Here we go. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, shout amen. Amen! If you're happy and you know it, shout amen. Amen! If you're happy and you know, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know, shout amen. Amen! All right, ready? We got to do what? All three. That's right. Okay, you ready? Let's see if the adults can keep up with us, okay? All right, here we go. If you're happy and you know it, do all three. Amen! If you're happy and you know it, do all three. Amen! If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, do all three. Good job. All right. Mr. Joaquin likes that one. All right. Okay. So let's see here. I'm going to pick two people to come up here and help me lead this last song. If you want to come on up, raise your hand. No, you don't want to? Oh, man. All right. Dante's got his hand up. Let's bring Dante up. Jenny, you want to come up here? Come on, Miss Jenny. We're going to do Father Abraham. Oh, looks like he's got a little shadow. All right, Layla, you come up here too. Okay. All right. We got to spread out a little bit. Come here, Jenny. You stand right here with Lele, okay? Right here. All right. Now, listen, if you're a guy and you don't know how to do Father Abraham, you got to watch Dante. So if he messes up, it's fault, okay? All right. And then if you're a girl, you got to watch Lele and Jenny, okay? You guys ready? You know Father Abraham? Because we got a lot of moves to do. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Miss Inez says if you're weak at heart, you might want to sit down maybe halfway through it. But we're going to do Father Abraham, so there's a lot of moves to it. But I think we can do it, right? You guys remember all of them? It was a lot of sons, wasn't it? Yeah? All right, here we go. You ready? Okay. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them. And so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right on. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them. And so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm, left arm. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm, left arm, right foot. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm, right foot, left foot. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham.
are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm, left arm, right foot, left foot. Nod your head, turn around. Father Abraham had many sons.
Somebody better watch Mr. Tim.
Sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm, right foot, left foot, nod your head, turn around.
Sit down. Woo! Give yourselves a hand. Way to go, everybody. All right, you girls can go have a seat. Way to go, everybody. All right, so that was 3 days worth of really good singing. We mastered all them moves, didn't we? All right, Mr. Ralph and Ms. Edema, they were over here doing it just right along with us. Boy, they're on the front seat of that caboose. All right, so now I think we're going to have Mr. Brian and Mr. Chad come. They're going to tell us, I don't know what they're going to do. You know, they act silly. So we'll see what they got to say, okay? Everybody pay attention. I think they're about to come on in, okay? All right.
We learned that Jesus is the light of the world. Can y'all say that? Jesus is the light of the world. Isn't that right? So we're not so scared, even though the world sometimes may get kind of dark on us, like we are in this tunnel right now. If we have Jesus, He can be a light for us in those dark places. Aren't you glad about Jesus being our light?
Yeah.
All right. I tell you what, I sure hope this train starts up.
That Brian, he's something else, isn't he? Boy, Chad, he's something else too. And that's great. Well, we sure have enjoyed this week, and we've been given some lessons, and the Lord's spoken to young hearts, and I'm sure some of us older hearts too. And so we want to take a text. Chad, he just took my verse right out of my mouth, and he did, and it was really good, Chad. The Bible says something about Jesus being the light of the world. And that's what we're going to try to talk about for just a few minutes tonight. In John chapter 8, in verse number 12. If you don't have a Bible, just listen up. And look, if you do have a Bible, you can turn there to John chapter 8, verse number 12. Here's what the Word of God says. Young people, this week, what did we say about the Bible, the Word of God? It is what? Right, it is true. Remember, God cannot tell a lie. And His Word is all truth, isn't it? And so we can have confidence in that. But the Bible says in John chapter 8, and verse number 12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have life, shall have the light of life. Now it's just one verse. Let me read it again. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, shall have the light of life. I want to try to help us tonight with just a few things, talking about Jesus being the light of the world. Most of us have a good recall the past few days, a couple of weeks. The episode that happened over in Thailand, remember that? Where all the young boys and their coach took a venture into the cave, and they got stuck in there, didn't they? And when they got way into the cave, it became very, very dark, didn't it? As a matter of fact, for several days, they could see nothing at all in the darkness of the cave. And I thought about that in my life, and in even your young life, sometimes we go through dark things in life, don't we? And I'm just not talking about going to bed at night and turning the lights off. Although for some of us, that's a pretty dark experience too, isn't it? And we have to get something to help with that. But Jesus is light of the world. And I want you to notice, first of all, about that. Jesus is the light of the world. He is the light that shines in darkness. I want you to think about that. Jesus, the light, shines in darkness. Most of us can point to something in our young or older life where we went through some kind of a dark experience. How many of you young folk have ever been in a car and actually driven into a dark tunnel? Anybody done that? Well, yeah, about all of us have. And now the tunnels, they have lights all through it, and it's not that bad. But if they were to turn the lights out for just a few moments, it would be so dark, we would probably be afraid, wouldn't we? And be a little scared. I know I would. Sometimes we go through things in our life that make us a little afraid because it's a dark thing that comes about us. Oh, maybe not literally dark where you can see in front of you and you can see. Sometimes we experience things that just bring darkness in our life. And the Bible says, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesus, the light, shines in darkness. One thing I know about darkness, look at nighttime, for example. When it's middle of the night, you haven't gone to bed yet, and your mom or your dad let you go outside a little bit, and maybe the sky's cloudy, you cannot see the moon, you can see no stars. It is a real big darkness, isn't it? It's a huge darkness. Then all of a sudden, somebody lights a candle, or they turn on a little light, that it could be here, or it could be way over there. Or someone flashes a flashlight, and you know what? The light shines in that darkness, doesn't it? No matter how big the darkness is, how great or dark the darkness is, just a little light, a little candlelight, a little light of any kind, you can see that light from such a far distance away. And that little light shines in the darkness, doesn't it? Some of us still like night lights when we go to bed, don't we? Some of us. So you do, Caleb? Yeah, well, I'm a grown up. Sometimes I like it myself. And so it's kind of scary to go to bed at nighttime if it's just totally dark. So you want a night light. And when that night light shines in the darkness, doesn't it make you feel a little bit better? Doesn't it take a little bit of the fear away? If you know there's a little light shining in the darkness, well, that's a big grown-up lesson too, isn't it, grown-ups? The little light is not really a little light. Jesus is a big light. He's the greatest light of all. And even when we find ourselves in dark, dark, dark places or times in our life, Jesus is right there. And His light is shining brightly. Oh, the darkness is big. The darkness is scary. But all you got to know is that Jesus is the light that shines in the darkness of our life. And when I know Jesus' light is shining in my heart and in my soul, I can lay my head down to sleep and just go to sleep. Wake up in the morning knowing that the light shines in the dark places in my life. Jesus, the light, shines in our darkness. But number two, Jesus, the light, seeks through the darkness. Yeah, Jesus, the light, seeks through the darkness. When I was a little boy, I think I told you maybe yesterday or Friday night one, we used to play outside a lot. Now, for some reason, kids don't play outside much anymore. But we used to, that's all we did was play outside. And my mom would say, as long as you're back in the house by 9 or 10 o'clock, okay. Now, I wasn't a little kid when she said that, but when I was 12 or 13 or 14, we could stay out of almost as late as we wanted to. But it was dark. It was. And we had some woods next to our house there on Beltline Boulevard. Now there's a big subdivision sitting on it. But back then it was just woods. And, well, we had a trail in there. But when it was very dark at nighttime, the trees and the bushes and the overbrush and all of that hid the moonlight, hid the starlight. You couldn't see. And we had a fort built in there. You ever build a fort? Boy, we did that. And but if we didn't have a light that sought through the darkness, we wouldn't be able to find that fort. We wouldn't be able to make our way. So you know what we always had with us? A flashlight. And we would take that flashlight, and that light would shine forth, and we could see everything in front of us, couldn't we? And it's like that light was leading the way through the darkness of the night. And you know what? Jesus is just like that. Sometimes things are very dark in our life. Maybe we're having a tough time at school for some reason. And we just don't know what to do. And it creates a dark time in our life. But all we got to do is trust Jesus to be the light that seeks through the darkness. And if we let Him be that light that shines so bright through the darkness, I promise you, Jesus will lead us to where exactly He wants us to go. And we need His light to seek through the darkness so we can do what Jesus wants us to do. As children, as grown-ups, we all should do what Jesus wants us to do. And sometimes He will lead us to a dark place. We don't have to go alone. Jesus is the light of the world. He's the light that seeks through the darkness. And I'm so glad He does. I really am glad He does. But Jesus is the light that shines in the darkness. Jesus is the light that seeks through the darkness. And last of all tonight, Jesus is the light that saves from the darkness. Jesus is the light that saves from the darkness. Let's illustrate it this way. Those poor boys that were trapped in that cave in Thailand, they were 2.5 miles inside that dark, dark prison of a cave they were in. I learned that when they got there, they just wanted to explore around for about an hour or so. They left their bikes, they left their stuff right there. We'll be right back. It's just an hour. But they got a little bit into the cave, and the monsoon rains came suddenly. And the water was rushing in, and they couldn't get out through the water. So you know what they did? They just had to keep going into the cave to escape the water. And the water kept coming, and they had to keep on going into the cave, 2.5 miles into the deep, deep, dark cave, until finally they got to a high place where the water could not come. And for just a little while, they were safe, weren't they? But you know what? One day went by. 2 days went by. 3 days went by. By this time, their food was gone. Their lights were gone. The batteries quit working in their flashlights. They had no light. No, they had water, and they had that. But they, 4 days, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 days went by, and they sat in total darkness. Remember, Brian said he couldn't see the hand. He couldn't see. Well, he knew he was holding up 2 fingers, but he couldn't see them. Those boys could not see their hand in front of their face for 9 long days. Don't you know they were scared? They feared for their life even. Then on day number 9, or maybe day number 10, all of a sudden, a very brave scuba diver, a Navy SEAL diver, popped his head out of the water. And you know what was on his head? What was on his head? A light. And all of a sudden, he pops his head up out of the water. And that light was shining on all of those boys. Boy, they were happy then. You know why? Because the light had found them in their darkness, hadn't it? Then for the next 3 or 4 days, an elaborate process was underway to rescue those boys from that prison of darkness that they were in. Then they all got out, and when they finally got to the front of the cave, the sun was shining and everything was okay. You know what? That's exactly what Jesus did for me. He saved me from the darkness of my life. I was 19 years old, older than most of you boys and girls, younger still than most of the grown-ups here. I was a 19-year-old teenage boy that was living in darkness of my life. You know what that darkness was? It was the sin in my heart and sin in my life. I was separated from my God. I was separated in darkness. I was unsaved. And I heard a story one day that Jesus was the light of the world. Not only was He the light of the world, He was the Savior of the world. I remembered that verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. And I'm here to tell you, I was perishing in darkness of my life. Should not perish, but have everlasting life. If I could add a word to that, and I'm not changing the Bible, but just a little commentary, and everlasting light, because Jesus is the light of the world. And I trusted Him as my Savior. He saved me from the darkness of my sin. And I'm so glad He did. You know what? He came to live in my heart. And now, as a grown-up now, do I ever go through dark times in my life? Oh, yeah. Look around at any adult. Adults, do we ever go through dark times in our life? Everybody, all of us are shaking our heads. But you know what's in our hearts? The light of the world. And if he can light up the world, and he does, oh, he has no problem lighting up the darkness that I might go through from time to time. Jesus is the light of the world. And if you have never called upon him to save you from the darkness of the sin that's in your heart, Jesus wants to do that now. Maybe you're an adult here in the auditorium, and you have never had a personal relationship with Jesus, the light of the world. He wants to save grown-ups too. We'll give you an opportunity in just a moment to think about that, and we'll do that in just a moment. But I want to close with this. The Bible says, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. But there's another place in the Bible where it says, the light of the world. You know where that's at? In Matthew chapter 5, verse number 14. Jesus is talking now. He's not talking about himself. He's talking about you and me, those who have trusted him as their Savior. And Jesus looked at all of us in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, and he said this, ye are the light of the world. I thought Jesus was the light of the world. He is. Jesus said, so are we. But I want to tell you how we are the light of the world, just like Jesus. Let's go back to nighttime. You go outside. This time, the sky is filled with beautiful stars, and they're shining everywhere. You ever tried to count the stars? 1, 2, 3. But you can't count all of them, can you? It's not possible. There are too many. But over here on the side of the sky is another light. You know what it is? The moon. Yeah. And the moon, it's full. It's big. It's shining so brightly. The moon is shining. But you know what? The moon is really not shining, is it? Mr. Steve, a great light is coming from the moon. Well, I know. But the moon does not shine like the sun does. You know where the moon gets its light? It's a reflection of the sun. S-U-N. Are you science scholars, am I right about that? The moon doesn't give off any light. When the moon is up in the sky, somewhere on the other side of the world is the S-U-N shining brightly. And the moon is in such a position where the light of the sun hits the face of the moon. And you know what that light does? It reflects back to us on the earth. And it provides a lot of light so that we can see, doesn't it? And we look at that and say, look at the moonlight. No, not looking at the moonlight when you're looking at the moon. You're looking at the sunlight reflecting off the moon. But you know what? We are just like that, aren't we? It's not the S-U-N light that reflects off of us. Although when I go outside in the sunshine, that S-U-N does reflect off of me, I tell you what. I'll become as red as I can be. That's not what I'm talking about. If you love Jesus, you've asked him to come into your heart, and you're living for the Lord every day, then the S-O-N light, the sunlight of Jesus, reflects off of you, off of me, so that when people see us, they don't see our light. They see the light of Jesus, don't they? Shining from us by what? By the smile on our face, by the words that we say, by the things that we do. Listen, children, when we obey our parents like we should, you know what? That's the light of Jesus shining off of us, isn't it? When we do right, when we read our Bible, when we pray, when we go to church, when we do all these things, that's the S-O-N, the sunlight reflecting off of us. And Jesus thought so much of it. He looked at us and he said, ye are the light of the world. Boy, what an honor it is for Jesus to tell me and you that we are the light of the world. So how's your light shining? Is the sunlight shining on you? If you've never trusted Jesus as your own Savior, sunlight, S-O-N light, does not reflect off of you. You've got to get Jesus in your heart. Ask him to come into your heart. Save you. Believe that he died for you. repent of your sins. Believe that He took your sins, your place on the cross of Calvary. Ask Him to come into your own heart, and Jesus will do that. And when He does that, then the sunlight will be shining brightly from you, and you, like Jesus said, will be the light of this world. Other people need to see the light of Jesus on us, because so many don't have His light shining in their own heart. Do you? That's my question today. Do you? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Oh, there may be some dark places. If Jesus the light is shining in your heart, where you go, He's always with you, and there's always His light going with you. Shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. You know Jesus as your Savior. Let's bow our heads for just a moment. Everyone, boys and girls, grown-ups, everyone, this message is for all of us. Is Jesus the light of your life? Have you ever called upon Him to come into your heart and save you? If not, all you have to do is pray a prayer and really mean it from your heart. Jesus, I'm sorry for my sin. I know that You died for me on that cross. You took my place. And I know You got up from that grave. You're coming back one day. Lord, I want to ask You to come into my own heart and save me for Jesus' sake. Maybe there's someone else here. You may be a grown-up. And the sunlight, the light of the world, is not reflecting off of you like it should. Let's get that fixed today, okay? Let the light of the world shine from you so that when the world sees you, they'll say, he or she is the light of the world. Now, Father, You know the hearts of everybody. Lord, let each one search their own heart, some that may need to ask Jesus to come into their heart. Others, Lord, that have done that. And Lord, if there's any need, help that young person or old person tonight, Lord, make a decision for Christ. I want to be a light for Jesus. Now, while your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, no one is looking. Is there anybody in this auditorium tonight, young or older, that has never asked Jesus to come into your own heart? You want to do that. And I just want to pray for you. Would you raise your hand and say, Mr. Steve, pray for me. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. Anybody else? Anybody else? All right? You can put your hand down. Is there anybody else, says preacher? Steve, I'm saved. Jesus is in my heart. I'm not reflecting the light of the Lord like I should. There's something in my life that the light of the Lord needs to clean up and help me do better and be a brighter light for Jesus. Anybody like that, young or old? If you'll raise your hand, I just want to pray for you that your light will shine brightly for the Lord Jesus Christ. I see that hand. All right. Father, You saw the hands. You know the need. We pray, Lord, that if anybody here tonight needs to make a decision for Christ, that they will call upon the Lord to come into their heart and save them from their sin. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor.